This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Hey everybody, it's Walter Yerkew. I hope you guys can hear me. I've been telling you people I've been was planning to get to the track in Sweetwater, Tennessee, and that's exactly where I am. So if you can hear me, that's a plus. I got the background music. I'm up in a tower about 250-300 feet above the track and inside the tower, and it's still deafening. I've been here for a few hours. Some of you saw me on my Facebook feed. Okay, great. I was on my way in. I hope people saw my feed. I'm going to step outside. There's a break in the action right here. There's a car went off the side. And our not-so-sexy intern, Mike Guerin, he's on the four-wheeler going out towards where that car spun out. And he just makes sure that everything is all right. They give Mike a four-wheeler because he'd never make it there on 2 feet. He'd be out of breath like a fireman running up the stairs that's out of shape. So anyway, I just want to say hello to everybody out there. And thanks for listening to 7-5 Radio here on the Liberty News Radio Network. We've been enjoying bringing you live shows all season long since the spring. And this is another one. Scoop is with his daughter had surgery the other day. So they're still in the hospital bed, Arnie's telling me. It's not such a good area of Baltimore, so he's staying in the hospital. Locked. And then we'll let family and employees and emergency. All right, I'm going to head back inside. Did you hear how the door's cut off? I waited for somebody to open the door. But, yeah, I'm doing this tonight here because I want to get away from all that. All that craziness that's been going on out in the world. So the big boys going around the track. So the big guys going around the track. I tell you, there's a crowd here. If you watched my live feed about half an hour ago, you could see how many people are here in the stands. We're out there outside. No mask. Everybody's having a great time. This is the next big thing to that other race car corporation, you know, the ones that don't let the people down here fly their flags, the stars and bars. But they fly it here. They had a lap of silence a little while ago. They put our American flag on top of the car, and they drove it around slowly, and it was a moment of silence for all first responders that are doing disrespectful these days, that aren't having such a great time out there. My car is driving around an eighth of a mile stretch. Skype and stuff, so everybody can see what's going on, what we're doing. I can't hear a thing. Well, that's a little better. How's that? Is that better, Sam? All right, we got a few things going to happen tonight. I got Jeff Jackson. He's the driver that Scoop and I, 75 Radio, support. He's not in the races tonight. He had a wreck last week and bent his frame. I saw him a little while ago, and he'll be coming here in the next 10 or 15 minutes, and we're going to have a little chat with him. Also, I have our friend Brandon Godsey. He's an announcer here at the track. And him and his family operate another track over in Crossville, Tennessee. So he switches back and forth at the track. He's an announcer. The guy can talk. I mean, I could talk myself out of a felony, but this guy can talk himself out of anything. He can talk. That's all he does on the thing. And he keeps up with each and every driver. So now I'm just waiting for him to see me at the door to let me in. Here he comes. I'm going to head inside in a minute. They're getting ready for another race. And we can't go as long. I've been trying to do a live feed out there. They can't hear a damn thing. So we're doing good. We're going to wait for the music to come on in a few minutes. We're going to be on our first break. And then after that, if Brandon wants to step to the mic, we'll do it. Got Jeff Jackson walking into the green room. Jeff Jackson walking into the green room here at Sweetwater Raceway. And we've got to wait for some music, and then we're going to come back after our break. We'll get you guys on, all right? You doing okay? You can say yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, like I said, Scoop is down at Baltimore Hospital with his daughter. He's having a heck of a time. He's probably listening to me fumble through this little live feed. I'd love to get Mike Barron up here too, but he's down there in the middle of the infield. He's real busy. There's a lot of spin outs. He picks up parts and pieces and tissues and toilet paper and whatever else he needs to pick up. I hope people are having a great time out there tonight. It's a hot Saturday night. It's got to be in the 90s. And it's got to be in humidity. It's got to be in the 90s. So a lot of people out here, you know, these cars that these guys race are unbelievably expensive. And they just travel full bore. All you got to do is go to my Facebook page, and you'll see that. I was filming. I was live feeding one of the races, and they spin around that track so damn fast. You're going to hear how loud they are. You can imagine how deafening it is inside that car. And you got people here at the bottom of the racetrack, at the bottom of the grandstands. So close to the action, it just almost takes these doors. All right, we'll have to our first break. We'll be back after these messages, and we'll have Jeff Jackson with 75 Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Kosher, certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters SCH still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying shh? Let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified. Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this. The Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC. Not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
I'm right now. And you're back to my first break. You're still here in Sweetwater at the I-75 race in Sweetwater, Tennessee. You can hear the cars around the track. We're about 150 yards away from the track, and it's just deafening. So Sam says we're sounding okay, so we're going to keep going with it. Sitting with me, Jeff Jackson. He's a young driver that Scoop and I and Mike introduced to last year. He's young, up and coming. We support him in what he does. His parents are really nice people. But I got Jeff sitting next to me, and Jeff is going to tell us a little bit about him and how he got started in racing.
Thanks for having me on, Walter. Started about 3 years ago, and we got our first late model, and just started building it from there, building it to what we have now. And last year we were able to pick up our first win, which has made it even better with the first night you guys decided to sign on with us. We appreciate it.
Well, you know, Jeff's a young guy. We were here last year, and when I met Jeff, and it just so happened that he won his first race here at the track. We had pictures of it. You can look them up on my Facebook page. You got pictures of him at the winning circle. You know, from what I find out from the topless outlaws guy, what's his name? Mike Robinette?
Yeah.
Right, Mike Robinette. We had him on the air, probably a little less than a year ago. And he was telling us how expensive this could be. Now, you know, we try to help out Jeff as much as we can. Mike, not so sexy intern, also has a few friends that are racing, and he helps them out as much as we can. But, you know, some of these guys, since you can't watch NASCAR anymore because they don't advertise the stars and bars, come on down to the dirt track circuit and watch some real races go around. These guys got coyotes like cantaloupes. Be that as it may, I'm going to get Jeff to tell us, not a particular number, but about how much does it cost the average driver a year to run a car?
Rough ballpark, you're probably looking at spending about $5,000 to $7,000 just to even be competitive. There's people who have a lot more money than that, and those national guys, they're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Eventually, I'd like to make my way there, but without some financial backing, somebody else paying for it, there's no way in the world I'd be able to cover it myself. So.
Well, you know, you bring your car in a trailer, is that correct?
And in that trailer is pretty much a mobile garage, like anybody would see on Saturday morning on the Motor Trend Channel. Anything from a bad screwdriver to a good wrench. You got everything in between to take care of your car during the race?
Pretty much. We have enough where we can, if we tear something up, if we have enough time, we can put it back together, or at least enough to get it back in the trailer and back to the shop where we can get it fixed and back next week.
So, you know, sometimes we run into people that have extra parts and rarely run into people with extra cash, that's for sure. But if you got extra cash, you know, send it to me through 75 Radio, and we'll make sure it gets to some of these drivers, especially my friend Jeff over here. We try to hunt down used parts so we can run his car and not use the new tires, you know, not use the new water pump. So, like you said, he's got all the tools in his trailer. It's like a mobile garage, and he could change out the old water pump to the new water pump so he's ready to race. And this sport is up and coming. There's tracks all over the place. I told you guys last year that it was my first trip to a dirt track, and the circuit is so wide and big. You know, maybe the Race Channel or Motor Trend take notice, because right now, from what I hear, dirt track is just amateur, throw a car together, race it around the track. Well, I got news for all those people that think like that. That's the way that NASCAR started, with all those rum runners and moonshiners racing down on the beach at Daytona. So this track has been here for a long time. It's a Crossfield track, Blue Ridge, Wartburg, Tennessee. There's one in Winchester, Tennessee. That's just the area we're in. So there's a lot going on. So you want to say hi to your mom and dad?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my mom and dad. And I want to say a huge thank you to all the listeners for supporting these guys with 75 Radio. Walter Scoop, Big Mike, these guys gave me a huge opportunity last year. I cannot thank them enough for that. We struggled a little bit this year, but we're working to get back to victory lane like we did last year.
I'm not sure how old you are, but can you go get me a beer?
I can barely afford you a beer. But,
no, I mean age-wise.
Yeah, I'm 26. And,
oh, okay.
I can get you one.
I just see you. Because Jeff looks like a young guy. You know, he could pass for 19.
I trust I hear that.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right, well, Jeff, I want to thank you for coming on board and coming on the air tonight. I know you got your friends waiting for you. Are they the ones with the beer?
I think he got one in the truck. I think I might be
one.
You might have a few more.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate you coming down. Catch up with you next race.
Yep.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right, well, that was my friend Jeff Jackson. Believe it or not, that's how Richard Petty started in the 50s. All nervous and shaken. Be good, man. All nervous and shaking, and who knows? We're going to have Brandon Godsey, one of the track announcers, is right behind me. He's going to tell us how he got started in the racing and what he likes best about his racing. I mean, he gets his hands dirty, but they're like clean dirty. You know, you never know who touched that microphone before he did. So Brandon is here. We welcome him on the show. And tell us a little bit about you and your racing.
Well, Walter, thanks for having me on, man, for the 75 Radio. Big props to what all you guys do for the Topless Outlaws and all the dirt track racing in the Southeast. Just a big thank you to all you guys. But I got my start a handful of years ago announcing my hometown track, Crossville Speedway. They were needing an announcer, and I announced rodeos. And my buddy was like, hey, they need an announcer. You want to come up here and announce? And from then on, it went all to hell. And here we are, you know.
I'm like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, it's on like Donkey Kong on a Saturday night. And we're here, Topless Outlaw Dirt Late Model Series. I've been able to be their series announcer for 2 years now. And it's been a lot of fun. I've got to go a lot of places.
Well, I'm telling you, you know, like I said earlier, I said I could talk myself out of a felony. This guy could talk himself out of a life imprisonment. I'm telling you. If he's ever in jail, he could talk his way out of it. He'd have those guards laughing. He'd have those guards just circling their eyes around. And this man could talk. We might get a little chance later on. We got about 30 minutes. We might get a chance later on to listen to him. go on and on and on about who's in first, who's in front, who's last, who wiped out. Earlier we had the car that went around with the flag on it. There was a moment, a lap of silence for our fallen people and first responders that the country is not, well, some of the country is not liking too much these days.
That's one of the cool things about dirt track racing. If you guys ever get out, even up north, there's a lot of dirt tracks up north, a lot of dirt tracks down in the southeast. You ever get out to one, you're never going to see someone kneeling or sitting down there in a national anthem or a prayer. Everybody stands up, everybody takes their hats off, and that's what we're all about at dirt track racing. We always, you know, we use men's bathrooms, the women go to women, and we all stand for the national anthem. That's what makes dirt track and racing so fun.
Amen, my brother. You know, you got Mike Garrett now, a not-so-sexy intern. I see him right there. When I was live before doing that silent track run, I mentioned that Mike was sitting out there in the green shirt and Scoop, you know, Scoop, the other guy, my sidekick, he says they could see him out from space. The satellite's 110 miles away and he's out of space. All right. I'll be in there after the next break. And tell them that young fella, I'll be in there after the next break. We'll talk with that young man. So there you go. Well, we had two guests in 10 minutes. And right on time, we're going to take our second break. We'll be back after these words.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Hanna is heading toward the Texas Gulf Coast, threatening to bring possible tornadoes. Meteorologist Jeff Dardelli.
The biggest concern is rainfall. From Corpus Christi to Brownsville and westward, 6 to 12 inches widespread rainfall is likely, but some places will pick up 20 inches in spots, so watch out for flash flooding. This is a strengthening storm, and because of momentum, these types of storms tend to produce more damage at landfall.
In the Pacific, the Hawaiian Islands are being threatened by Hurricane Douglas. Forecasters say it's either going to be a Category 1 hurricane or possibly a tropical storm. Governor David Ige.
It is a powerful storm that is forecasted to affect the islands significantly.
This is USA Radio News.
Polls show the race between President Trump and Joe Biden is neck and neck. There are two things you need to know to get armed with the facts. First, start tuning into Newsmax TV. Get the truth about President Trump on America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Everyone's watching Newsmax TV. See great shows with Sean Spicer and Greg Kelly at night. And they have Mike Huckabee, Michelle Malkin, and Alan Dershowitz. Newsmax is on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, WOW, and more. Check your cable guide. And the second thing is to get the new bestseller, Blitz, by David Horowitz. Blitz is already a number one bestseller and just hit the New York Times list. Blitz reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Don Jr. and Mike Huckabee urge you to get David Horowitz's Blitz. Blitz is at bookstores, or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com. That's Blitz at 800-NEWSMAX. And don't forget to watch Newsmax TV today.
A record-setting TV host has passed away, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Now, here are Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa.
Regis Philbin set the record for most hours on TV over a career that spanned from the early 1960s through just a few years ago. His affable personality and humor made him a hit. President Trump saying of him just a couple of years ago.
Regis doesn't really understand how important he is, and there's something very beautiful about that.
Among the few celebrities often known by their first name only, Regis died at 88 at his home in Manhattan early Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Also, one of the co-founders of Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green, has passed away. His family said he died peacefully in his sleep. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998 with the rest of the band. He was 73 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we're back. They're about to start another race. We're all lined up. There's 15 cars. Well, right now we're under a cautionary yellow. So I'm going to walk over into the booth. And there's a young fella over here. I don't know his name yet, but we're going to find out. Says he wants to be on the radio, and he'd like to know. We're in the booth right now. And as I said, Brandon can talk a lot, so let's listen to him.
Of John Owenby, Andrew Frembro, for tonight, second annual Tom Craft Memorial, here on 75 Race 20, starting outside row number one. Sitting second will be the 171 Cal Courtney, the number one man in the points, and leading the Cruises Champions, Rookie of the Year, Knoxville, Tennessee driver, Cal Courtney. Inside row number one, he's sitting second to the point chase. Number two from Seymour, Tennessee driver, the BW is going to be the point chaser.
Well, that was Brandon. Holy cow. Can that man talk? Like I said, I could talk myself out of the family. That guy can talk himself out of anything. I also have a young man here in the booth. How old are you? And what's your name?
Silas.
Carter? Silas Carter? All right, Silas. At 10 years old, what do you think about the dirt track race?
It's really fun. I like to watch it.
You like to watch that? You like seeing them wipe out, or you like seeing them all finish?
I like to see them wipe out.
Yeah, that's just the way I was when I was watching hockey. I like the fights better than the game. But do you hope to be a driver someday?
No, I hope to be a NASCAR announcer.
What's that?
I hope to be a NASCAR announcer.
A NASCAR announcer? Oh, I thought NASCAR was like a dirty word around. But anyway, you know, at 10 years old, what do you think about all this and what it takes to get a racetrack going? Do you have any idea, or you just like to come and watch?
I just like to come and watch.
Okay. Do you have a favorite driver?
No. I like a lot of them.
A lot? Well, name one.
112, Roger Smith.
Roger Smith? Does he win a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah? How many races do you think he wins?
So that front row, I don't know, at least 100.
Okay. Do you come to the track a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. Where's your mom and dad?
Down on the hill.
Down on the hill, out in the heat, right? And you're up here in the air conditioning in the booth. That's a smart kid. That's a smart kid. Well, I want to thank you for coming on the radio show. This is 7-5 Radio, and I just had Silas Carter on. He's a 10-year-old that loves dirt track racing. So if there's any other young fella, and I'm telling you, the crowd is full of young guys and girls under the age of 18. They're here with their parents, and this is a family-oriented sport. Everybody's here. Everybody's happy. Everybody's comfortable. So you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Goodbye.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
All right. Well, that was Silas. All right, we're back on the air, and we're just watching these cars go around and around and around. These people are unbelievable. The fans, it's not quite a packed house, but it was more packed when I got here. It's really hot out there for these folks. It's really hot out there for some of these folks. And, you know, it's not just the middle-aged people and young people. It's the old people like me that are out there sweating. And, yeah, I feel sorry for them. Not. I'm good with being up in the booth. But I tell you, man, the staircase to get up here, you know, that's a hell of a climb. But I had fun. I got water bottles to give out to people also with the 7-5 radio thing on. The shirt that you gave out before was a little bit colorful in the language. So I hope it didn't go to a priest or a preacher. We're going to be giving our water bottles out. Everybody saw them on my live feed. I got a picture of them on my website. If anybody else wants water bottles, just let me know. There you go. They're off. I wish everybody could see this on a live feed. Oh, we got a wreck up there in turn two. They bumped heads and sides and everything else. Got one in the ditch. And they're probably just saying thank you very much to each other right now. I said we're at the topless dirt track racing here at I-75 Raceway in Neota, Tennessee, just south of Sweetwater. And like I said, on the way here, you know, you pervs out there, you know, topless dirt track racing does not mean women topless dirt track racing. They take the roofs off the cars, and they're traveling around, driving around with just cages on. So it's not what you think. So this is going to be, this track is going to take a little bit while to clear off. So I'm going to wander around and see what kind of trouble I can get into. We have a lot going on. How about you, young fella? Introduce yourself to the radio station.
Thank you, Walter. I am Brian Kyle, the weekly announcer here at I-75 Raceway.
Well, my friend, I met you about a year ago, and it's amazing how many people are into this sport. This track's all over the Southeast, and every one of them has people at it tonight. I don't think there's one NASCAR track that has anybody at it tonight. What do you think?
I agree. There's eight tracks in East Tennessee, and I think all eight of these tracks have had a lot of success this season. People are ready to get out and do things and enjoy life once again, Walter.
Yes, I saw when I was coming in, I saw a couple of people wearing masks, which is just fine. You know, it's whatever you're comfortable with. But the majority of the people here, they're outside, no masks, having a good time, drinking on their Coca-Cola or whatever beverage they might have snuck in, and they're having a good time with it. The place, I got to tell you, you know, these tracks are very well kept and very clean. You know, you're not going to find all the stuff all over the floors and everything. There's trash cans everywhere where mostly the parents just say to the kids, yeah, put that in the garbage can. And the parents stay right where they are. I've been sitting in the theater seats up here, which is nice and comfortable. But, you know, out there, I'd have to bring my seat cushions with me if I was sitting out there in the grandstands. But we have, like I said, a good crowd. Everybody's polite. Everybody's having fun. There's nothing to worry about coming to a place like this. This place runs until about midnight, and then the gates open up to go out. They get the track ready again. And when's the next race here at this raceway?
Be 1 week from tonight, Walter, August 1st, Saturday night.
All right. And is it topless? Is it?
No.
It's okay, just with the tops on.
Yeah.
Again, you people out there, it's not a strip club. It's a raceway. Hi, I'm from Brooklyn. You know, I got to explain these things to people. I try. There's so much going on. I got Michael Robinette. He's the guy that runs the topless series. And there they go. They're off again. Do you hear them? See if they can continue a full lap without getting wiped out. Oh, that was close in the top. One guy went off the track. And the yellow comes out again. There's one, two, three, four, five. How many cars are in this thing? About 20? 21 cars on this track. It's an eighth mile around. Three eighths. The same kind of stuff that you see on Street Outlaws. You know, where you go from point A to point B. These guys are going from point A to Z and everything in between. This is like, you know, when you were at the amusement park, the crash cars. What would we call bumper cars? Or we used to call them the crasheroos. This is the crasheroos at 65, 70 miles an hour. So, you know, like I said, you know, these drivers got coyotes like cantaloupes. It takes a lot to go around this track on that. Mike Guerin, our not-so-sexy intern, who, you, if you had a satellite feed, you could see him from the satellite. His shirt is so big and bright and green neon. He got his wish. He drove in the car a couple of months back when somebody was testing out their ride, and that was a dream of his to get behind the wheel of a dirt track car. And he did, and he told me how to take the short there too. He just couldn't believe how fast he what the kitty up in these cars are. And we had quite a laugh about that one. But yeah, he's sitting out there in the middle of the infield. He's ready to get somebody mouth to mouth. He's the first responder out in the city, only blood. But I gotta tell you, I like Mike. But if I'm driving in one of these cars, I'm bringing a bucket of sandwiches in case I wreck out, because she won't give me mouth-to-mouth. We'll go for the other sandwiches first.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
All right, we're back. Last week, got to tell you, I have been having a blast here, talking to people, having fun with these people. Always having a good time right here, right now. There's 20 cars going around this track at 60, 65 miles an hour. It's 3/8 of a mile, and they are just flying around this place. It's unbelievable how these guys just go and go and go and go. The engines are revving. You can hardly hear yourself think, and it's
fantastic. This is a good way to get away from those worries of the world that everybody has. Doesn't cost all that much. You bring your family out here. There's plenty of food, plenty of soft drinks, plenty of room. You can even sit up on the tee. You can drive your car, say, like a like a drive-in movie. But this is on a hill where you can sit in your vehicle or in the truck, in the bed of your truck, in your favorite lounge chair, and just sit there out there all night. Oh, we got a car in Anfield. And you can hear Brandon in the background just going on and hammering about the race. You got 20 cars going around this 3/8 of a mile track, and there's no more than 10 feet in between any car. Some of them are 10 inches in between. We got a yellow caution because there's a car in the, on the infield, wiped out on the infield. So you can hear the engine slow down a little bit. I could take a break. I could take a breather myself. We just had a blast here tonight. I hope everybody enjoyed this little getaway from the nonsense out there and all in big cities. You know, I know I wasn't going to talk about it. All those people out there in those cities, you got all the wild, you got the wild bunches running around, and all the good people are stuck inside their house. So much for COVID for these people. You can hear what's going on here in the tower and in the announcer's booth. There is a lot that takes to bring this, the action to you people. You got Brandon out there, and everything goes over the PA system outside so people can hear it. And we have a lot. We have too many things going on for my mind. I couldn't keep up with none of this stuff now. They're all on iPads and flat screens and laptops and computers, and they're writing stuff down, who's in first, who's in second. I'm really surprised nobody has come around and taken this under their own wing and put this stuff on television more often. Television would be great for this. It's unbelievable. You know, they got everything they need here, just like the pros. You know, well, these are pros, you know, in their own right. But they're not recognized like those drivers over at NASCAR was. I said earlier in my live feed that these guys don't get worried about a rope hanging on their garage door. They know what it's for. They know what it's for. Pull a door down, pull a door up. So we don't worry about none of that. We've been giving away our 7.5 water bottles. Brian, the weekly track announcer, has half a box of them left over there. And he's going to be giving them out. So as the weeks go by, he doesn't want to give them all out at once. You got to keep them wanting for more. I probably got another 100 back at home. I'll have to get a hold of Nick. I think they're at his house because I didn't see him in my house. I've been doing some work on my house. I tell you, this is a blast. This is a blast. So if you're in this area with the 8 tracks that Brian was talking about a little earlier, bring your family out. You're outside. Nobody's complaining. Nobody's on their knees. A few people are wearing a mask, and that's just fine. Like I said, that's just fine. You don't ever want to give it all up if you don't want to. But ain't nobody frowning, nobody fretting. It's just good old-fashioned racetrack fun. Looks like they're getting ready to go again. Going to hear the engines roar if they do. Nope. They're still under a yellow. They're all paired off, and you can hear Brandon out there in the back. When those engines start to rev, you know there's the green. I mean, they're creeping up on each other. They're all revving up on each other. Here they come. Green flag's out. Listen. Thank you. That's unbelievable the way they... These guys are going three abreast around this track. We've done two laps, and so far nobody's wrecked. They're punching and pushing each other with their doors and their fenders. It's not much. You can't get much better than this on a Saturday night when you've been cooped up for 3 months. Turn your TVs off and come out to the track. Man, they're laughing. I want to give a mention there. Oh, that's a white guy. He's facing the wrong way. That must suck when you spin around. You got all these people coming right straight at you. You got nowhere to go.
We're going to have another yellow flag for a little while.
So I want to give a shout out. We had Jeff Jackson on a little earlier. I want to give a shout out to his folks. They're listening. They're at home. And Adele, Mrs. Jackson, we have a fan in the Philippines who's listening right now, too. So we go all the way around the world. We go all the way around the world. You know, let's see Fredo Cuomo have that. Let's see Fredo Cuomo have that. He doesn't have anybody in the Philippines listening to him. Matter of fact, he doesn't have too many people listening to him at all anyway. But that's besides the fact. So, you know, shout out to the Jacksons. Shout out to the Miss Adele's sister, I believe it is, in the Philippines that's listening. So we're proud of your son, Jeff. We thank you for your support, spreading the word. I don't know. I'd have to ask. Somebody's asking me right now if Adele's sister knows Rose from the TV show 90 Day Fiancé. But besides, I'm telling you, these people are just having fun. They're just having fun. Scoop don't know what he's missing. Scoop don't know what he's missing. The last live feed Scoop did, he was in the middle of a riot. He was in the middle of a riot trying to get out of it in his Uber car. Still yellow. Looks like they're going to put the green out. I tell you, I don't much get out. I like my house and the activities at my place and a few friends' activities. But you got to bring your families out to shows like this. There they go again. Now, you know, these guys, they race. I think purse is anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 on any given Saturday. It depends on how many drivers enter, how many drivers qualify, and what the entrance fee is, what the buy-in is. You know, like Jeff was saying earlier, and it costs a lot of money to run these cars. And since you don't get that much, you got to love what you're doing. Keeps you honest, keeps you out of trouble. And a lot of time is spent on these vehicles. And then there's the traveling. So too many people don't know about this sport. You know, on those NASCAR tracks, you see all kinds of signs, you know, all kinds of major companies, beer companies, real estate companies, you know, sporting goods companies. You see their banners all over the place. This track does not have one major sponsor banner anywhere. That just goes to show you what these people are missing. That goes to show you what these people are missing. Moto Trend needs to come down here and film on a Saturday. I mean, they got some good shows, but, you know, they also got some crap. And they give the fireworks show here tonight also. So, you know, it's not just the racing. They give a good fireworks show here every weekend also. You know, they shut the lights down in the grandstands and let the fireworks fly and not at anybody like they've been doing in New York, Portland. And what's good about it, what's funny about it is fireworks are legal down here. Below the Mason-Dixon line, they're legal. Half a dozen fireworks stores on the way here. Could stop in by as much explosive as you want. North of the Mason-Dixon line, it's a felony.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.